Meadows of the righteous,
meadows of the righteous,
meadows of the righteous, meadows of the righteous,
meadows of the righteous,
meadows of the righteous.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to our series, The Meadows of the Righteous. Making dua, that's our topic of today. يعني, as a believer, what is dua? How we should make dua, when to make dua, what duas we should make, and what's the benefit of these duas. First of all, dua is ibadah, it is a form of worship. For example, when we start in salah, in namaz, when we say, Ihdina sirat al mustaqim, sirat al ladina an'amta alayhim. That's a dua. When we ask in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep us firm on the right path. That's a dua. In the end of namaz, when we say, Rabbi ja'alni muqima salati, Ya Allah, keep us from amongst the ones who offer their prayers. So even in salah, we are making dua in our salah. When we make dua, there's a few pillars for it. Number one is, when we make the dua that we are asking for must be perceivable. It must be within our reach to some extent. So for example, if someone makes this dua, Ya Allah, make me a prophet. This is an impossible thing. It won't happen. So that dua is out of your reach, is out of your capabilities, is beyond you. The dua we should actually make is, Ya Allah, Azawajalla, keep us amongst your righteous people. That would be more suitable. Likewise, the dua you're making itself must be permissible to make. You should not be making a dua that's not allowed or is beyond you. It's out of your league in one way. And now the second thing is that that dua is done sincerely with this yaqeen, that if it is better for me, Allah will give it me. That's what the intention should be for making a dua. That if it is better for me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it me. And also remember that, look, when a dua is made, a person can't even say, why is my dua not accepted? Sometimes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua and leaves that dua for you in the hereafter. Yani the outcome or the success of that dua is waiting for you in the hereafter. Now, that dua, Allah Azza wa Jalla will fulfill that. It's not that He won't fulfill it, but He will give you so much more ajr in the hereafter, so much more benefits in the hereafter, that it would have been better for you to not have had it in the dunya. It would have been better for you to have actually waited and just accepted it in the hereafter. That's a general example. Sometimes you make a dua, you seem as if your dua is not accepted. For example, you want business and you want the business to be successful. And your intention is that I want a successful business so I could give zakat to the poor people, which is all, you know, a good intention. So now you've made the dua and you're putting in the efforts and it seems as if it's not working. Even though it seems as if it's not working, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be training you in these early years and making you, for example, successful and failing at certain things so that you are fully trained, so that when you are given this large business, you are well equipped. And when you look back 5 years later, that dua that you made 5 years ago is actually accepted, and you're happy that it happened over a period of 5 years. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works in mysterious ways. But the point is, making dua is something that the believer should do constantly. when he wakes up, sleeps. Like, this should be a constant thing in his routine, in his life. Just making dua, asking Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, he likes it. He likes it when his servant turns around and says, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help me in this situation. Nah, there's no one else to help me. You know, you put me in this situation, there's only you who could take me out of this situation. Allah likes it when you ask him. He likes it when the servant knows I could trust my creator. The servant knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most superior, the most powerful. He could put you in and out of situations. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would prefer concise du'as, and he would leave du'as that were not concise. When you are making du'a, right, you want to be humble. You're a beggar in the court of the master. You don't want to be asking for, you know, the east or the left or the right side of Jannat or the XYZ part of Jannat. What you should be happy with is, Ya Allah, if you just bestow me Jannat. Beggar shouldn't say, I want, you know, this much palaces on the right side of Jannat. What he should say is, Ya Rab, give me Jannatul Firdaus. You know, forgive me without accountability and allow me to enter into Jannatul Firdaus. This is a concise dua. You are not decorating the dua. So the Prophet ﷺ wouldn't go use decorated duas. He would basically concise, to the point, and humble du'as he would use. He would use humble du'as. And it's mentioned the most concise or the most favorite du'a of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, Allahumma atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. This famous du'a is the most abundantly used du'a by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And now in this dua is very concise. You're saying, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me success in the dunya, grant me success in the hereafter, protect me from the fire. That's all a believer wants. He wants his dunya to be, you know, simple. He wants his hereafter to be successful. He just doesn't want to go near the fire of hell. That is a concise dua. That is a perfect dua. Another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that whenever a man would accept Islam, the Prophet ﷺ would always teach him namaz. Initially, he would teach him prayer. Then he would teach him to do supplication, to supplicate, to make dua with the following words, Allahumma ighfirli, O Allah, forgive me. Warhamni, and have mercy upon me. Wahdini, and keep me guided. Wa'afini, protect me. وَرُزُقَنِي, and grant me sustenance. Subhanallah. And so the Prophet ﷺ would teach people dua. He would teach people how to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Another dua that the Prophet ﷺ would make is, Allahumma aslih li dini alladhi huwa ismatu amri wa aslih li dunyaya allati fiha ma'ashi. The Prophet ﷺ would make this dua, O Allah, perfect for me my religion, in which my matters are protected. My matters are protected. My affairs are within this. My eternal, external, all my affairs are in my religion. So Ya Allah, protect my religion. Wa aslih li dunyaya. Ya Allah, perfect for me my dunya, in which I live in. Because my life is in the dunya. So Ya Allah, perfect for me my dunya. Wa aslih li akhirati, and perfect for me my hereafter, in which is my eternal abode. Waj'al al-hayata ziyadatan li fi kulli khayr. Ya Allah, make my life increased in all goodness. Waj'al al-maut rahatan li min kulli shar, and make my departure from this world a place of freedom from all evils of the dunya. Subhanallah. Comfort me from all types of worries and evils. Now this dua he would make to teach the Sahaba Ikram. The Prophet ﷺ is from a different dimension. He's a superhuman. He's perfect in every manner. His deen is perfect. His life is perfect. Everything is perfect. He's a role model to humanity. But it's to teach us how to make dua and what type of du'as we should be making. So du'as, a common practice of a believer to make, to supplicate. All prophets supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every prophet, in every story, there is a du'a that every prophet made. Subhanallah. Du'a is a very unique thing of a believer to actually ask his Lord for help or ask him for anything, whether it's religious or worldly perspective, should make du'a constantly. And have yakin, maybe that du'a that you've asked, when you look back after 5 years, after 10 years, and you remember that, wow, I did make that du'a, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it me. And you will find that He has given it you in a way which is more suitable for you. He has given it you in a way that is more suitable for you. It's more befitting you. It's more safer for your dunya and in your hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always fulfills your du'as. And when sometimes when you think, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not answering my du'a? Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes it when you make du'a. So He wants you to continuously do that. And maybe, you know, sometimes someone comes up and you think, okay, this beggar, he's constantly begging. You just give him something so he doesn't ask you anymore. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you continuously ask Him because He likes you when you ask Him. And then in the end He gives it you. In the end He gives you multiple fold. You just have to be patient. You have to be patient. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our lawful du'as. May He allow us to make du'as the way we should be performing du'as. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May those of the righteous,
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 may those of the righteous.